Chapter 29, Psychology of the Criminal. David and Robert agreed to go to a pub in the evening, but David was detained by the unexpected affair. A huge robbery was committed in an electronics store, and David went to the scene of the crime. Robert decided to pick him up right there, and at the same time to have a look at what happened. Can you imagine? They broke the glass and stole TV sets right from the shop window, David said to Robert when he arrived. Robert examined the store carefully. What do you plan to do? He asked. We'll investigate the case as usual, he answered. We'll go with you to the pub now. I've already finished here. Robert shook his head. I think you have heard a lot of times already that the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime. I believe that we should hide here and wait for them, he suggested. No, David said. If it were that easy, we would have nothing to investigate. We would just sit at the scene of the crime and wait until the criminals come back, he laughed. But Robert was serious. Trust my intuition, he said. It may be such a case today. They can come back here. David was not sure about this, but he agreed with Robert. They decided to stay together for the night and wait. Nothing happened for a few hours. David secretly regretted that he and Robert did not go to the pub, since it's more fun there at night than it is in the dark shop. Suddenly, they heard a quiet noise. The policeman waited until the guests came into the shop and carefully closed the door. The robbers did not expect to meet anyone there. That is why they were confused when they saw the policeman. They were immediately seized. Robert turned on the light and looked at them with a satisfied smile. I told you that they would be back, he said, and then showed David a package which was dropped by the robbers. It was something for which they came back. The first time they took only the TV sets from the shop window. That is why they came back now, as Robert suspected, to take the remote controls for them.